Why does Siri seem so dumb? With Google really putting the push on with its new Pixel phone and the Google Assistant, a lot of attention. Of course, Amazon with its Echo. Google's doing an Echo clone called the Hub. Even Microsoft with Cortana. It's really the battle of the virtual assistants. And I think everybody would agree that Apple is, maybe not. Let me ask, is Apple behind? Walt seems to think so.
In usability, I would say so. You have Alexa, which works really great because, kind of like what I was saying before, Amazon was so desperate / eager to get support for the Amazon Echo. They simply said, the buffet is open. Every developer wants to create an action for this. Here's an API. Just go ahead and do it, as long as you don't expect to actually get money for it because we don't have a store available, but go ahead and do it. The assistant is great because it's still not released yet. It's not in final release yet, but it's the one where you don't have to form the entire action in your head first, which is what you have to do with previous generation assistants, including Siri, where you have to kind of say, schedule an appointment for tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. with so-and-so. Most of these things can do things like that. We're scheduling an appointment tomorrow. Great. With who? With Bob. What time? That's it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Assistant can do things like find me a place to eat near Coolidge Corner. And then, well, what kind of place you want to eat at? I don't know. Anything that's not American. Okay, what's your price range? Well, that's nice, but can you get there by tea? You have this open conversation. I don't think that Siri is not as smart necessarily as Cortana and the rest of these services. It's just that Apple hasn't really put these new sort of personalities, these new sorts of depths front and center the way that these other groups have. Also, I do think that they're kind of limiting Siri a little bit. I was disappointed that it came to the desktop, but I can't talk to Siri via keyboard. I have to use the microphone at all times when there are times where I just simply want to schedule something or find something just by typing, or I'm on a train. I don't want to have a conversation. But not a Mexican place, because I remember I had Mexican last week and it made my tummy kind of rumbly in the messy way. Oh, no, I can't eat onions after 3 p.m. You want to have those conversations out loud. Siri is still just by voice, whereas Cortana and the assistant, Microsoft and Google seem to be finding ways to put that assistant in other places, in other contexts. So I don't think it's necessarily dumber, but I don't think that it's been showing consumer-facing evolution as fast as these other services have.
One of the problems Siri has, I think there's two main problems. By the way, I saw John Gruber refer to Walt Mossberg's article, and I thought John might defend Siri. In fact, he agrees. Two problems. One is that Siri doesn't work all the time. A lot of times, a surprisingly large amount of times, I get Siri saying, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know what's going on. I don't get it. And then he also says, Gruber says, the big problem Apple faces with Siri, and I'd agree with this, is that when people encounter these problems, whether it's not connecting or just not understanding, they stop trying.
Yeah,
it feels like you're wasting your time, and it makes you feel silly or even foolish for having tried. I have actually raised my voice more than once and called Siri bad names more than once. Siri even has a response when you do that, which is tells me a lot of other people are doing it.
I think it's a lot of about expectations, is that people think Siri is artificially intelligent and it's going to be able to answer any question you have. And if Apple had set expectations a little lower, then we wouldn't be so suddenly disappointed when it didn't do everything we dreamed it would.
Although it seems to me Siri, when it was first created before Apple bought it, did more than it even today does. The creators of Siri went on to start something called Viv, and they've just sold it to Samsung. So we, I guess, have to add Samsung to that list of companies that want to play in this field. Apple has hired from CMU Ross Salakudinov, who is apparently very well-known computer science professor, director. He will be director at Apple of artificial intelligence research and charged, according to BuzzFeed, with building a team over the next few months. He's going to remain in his post at CMU, which is a little strange. Salakudinov tweeted that he was excited about his new job, which is unusual, and posted a job listing saying, join my new team. So this isn't rumor. this is confirmed, pretty confirmed stuff. And it makes sense. Apple, I'm glad to see Apple pushing harder on this. It seems to me this is the next big thing. Well, maybe AR is, maybe VR is. We have a lot of next big things. But I think if you were to pick, and certainly this was Google's contention at their event, Sundar Pichai said this is the fourth revolution of computing. First it was personal computing, then it was the internet, then it was mobile computing. Now it's going to be adding machine learning to everything that we do. I think I'd have to agree with him on that. And Apple, is part of Apple's problem, I wonder, Jim, what you think about this, the fact that it's decided to become the privacy company. Does that inherently limit what it can do with Siri?
Well, I think the problem with Siri, I agreed with Walt as well, and I often disagree with Walt on his stuff. But with Siri, I agreed with him. And, you know, sometimes you ask Siri what seems like a very logical, simple question, and it comes up with the most bizarre answers. And what does that lead you to do? It leads you to just stop asking the questions. Because like you said, right, when you swear at Siri, Siri comes back with an answer. Well, if you can answer that, why didn't you answer my original question? You know, I mean, so that's over time, what it's led me to do is to just stop. And right, and so I set a timer with Siri, mostly on my watch. So when I want to burn my dinner, I can effectively burn my dinner with a timer. I play music with Siri often on my phone and my watch when I'm driving. I'll often, you know, just press Siri and say, you know, play Metallica, and it'll shuffle Metallica songs until I tell it to stop. So that part of Siri seems to work fine. Asking Siri for sports scores or the upcoming schedule for the Boston Bruins, which is the best hockey team ever, you get results that it could be the Boston Bruins. It could be something completely unrelated to sports. It could be anything. You don't know. And it depends on how you ask the question. And we all ask questions differently. So it just led me, I'll tell you, what I started doing when I would ask Siri a question and it would come up with these bizarre answers, I would then go to Google and ask Google the same question. And more often than not, Google would have the answer.